KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In local news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stashelm Monday told the Parks and Rec Board that with regard to the Schulberg Recreation Area campsite availability for this upcoming Memorial Day holiday,
we're going to be booked up this weekend. I have three open spots. Two of them are being reserved, and the other spot, I've already had people ask me about it, and I told them it's first come, first served.
Many of the sites are already in use by crews working at the Elite Octane ethanol plant.
It feels like they're bringing more people in, because I get calls. I just got a call from another person saying, hey, Fagan told me to give you a call. So I don't know when they're going to be done out there, because they're saying that
they keep pushing it back, so I haven't really heard.
They're saying, oh, we're going to be there all summer. It's like, well, this makes it difficult for recreational camping.
And that's the only drawback to having construction crews camp at Schulberg, he said. On the plus side, their use of the site has brought in much more money than the city ever expected, to the tune of about $58,000 already. What it was optimistically estimated at the onset, only $700 would be generated.
Our percentage is huge right now, but, you know, as much as I like having that income come in, it's going to be nice when they're all out there and we can maintain the place and make everything look nice, go back in, roll everything out, get all the rubs out, actually spray it, reseed. There's a lot of TLC that needs to be done, especially with having people stay over all winter long.
Stashelm said also the grand opening for the Sunnyside Pool is 1 p.m. this Saturday, May 26th, and the Sunnyside Park Block Party takes place June the 1st from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Kitty Corral.
They're giving out free hot dogs, we'll have bounce houses from the Y. The schoolhouse will be open front by the Lions Club, and they'll be giving tours. A lot of cool stuff going on. The idea is just to have something free and family to kind of kick off the park and kind of promote Sunnyside at the same time.
150 twirls of free cotton candy will be available also on that date, June the 1st, keeping in theme with Atlantic's 150th anniversary, or the sesquicentennial, if you will. And movies in the park will be held at the Kitty Corral June the 8th, including The Lion King, June 11th, Coco, with activities at 7 p.m., the movie at 8:30. On August 17th, the movie will take place in the shelter at the Schulberg Recreation Area with a showing of Jumanji. Local groups, Royal Neighbors, Atlantic Rising, and Megan Roberts State Farm are helping run the events, with free popcorn being served on those dates. All the shows are free and fun for the family to enjoy. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, a Louisiana man has been given 5 years in prison for injuring a bicyclist who was camping after a ride in Iowa. Court records say Danny Carden of Homer, Louisiana, was sentenced Monday in Fremont County Court in Sydney. He'd been found guilty of causing serious injury by vehicle, but not guilty of leaving the scene of a serious injury accident. An Iowa State Patrol reports that James Foley of Jacksonville, Florida, was sleeping in a tent at the 59er Motel and Campgrounds in Shenandoah the night of July 17, 2016, when Carden's pickup went off the driveway and struck the tent and Foley. Carden's attorney has said the incident was an accident. Foley had been participating in the statewide biking event known as Ragbri. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an 11-year-old was arrested over the noon hour Monday at the Anderson Elementary School in Villisca. The unidentified juvenile was charged with 3 counts of simple assault following an incident where the juvenile allegedly assaulted staff and another student. The 11-year-old was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, processed, and then released to the custody of their parent. And Red Oak police report 24-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Red Oak was arrested at around 3:30 p.m. Monday for driving while barred. Hunter was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board is set to meet this evening in the conference room of the Elkhorn Building. Their session starts at 6 p.m. Included among the items on their agenda is a public hearing on a budget amendment, followed later on in the meeting by approval of the 2017-18 budget amendment. Other discussion and action items include 2018-19 fees, approval of a carpeting bid for the Elkhorn Building, a contract with Iowa Western for concurrent courses, a new junior-senior high school grading scale, a bid for a school car, and approval of personnel matters, which includes hires, transfers, resignations, and so on. In our funeral announcements, Leonard Joseph Tremmel, age 94, of Erling, died Friday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Leonard Tremmel will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Franklin Moore, age 73, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Betty Moore will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Albert McMichael, age 80, of Avoca, died May 15th. Funeral services for Albert McMichael will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Richard Dick Cool, age 91, of Greenfield, died March 29th in Texas. A massive Christian burial for Dick Cool will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Howard Hendrickson, age 93, of Harlan, died April 11th in Harlan, and 68-year-old Peggy Jo Gregert of Pueblo, Colorado, died February 8th in Colorado. Joint memorial services for Howard Hendrickson and Peggy Jo Gregert will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Beatrice Turner, age 84, of Redfield, died Wednesday in Perry, and per her wishes, cremation has taken place. No services are planned at this time for Beatrice Turner. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Wayne Logue, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday in Elkhorn. Services for Wayne Logue are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ramona Harris, age 88, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Sunday in Anita. Services for Ramona Harris are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.